talking about coal because, of course, our area is in many ways built on coal. And I know someone once said that back in World War II, some of the coal miners weren't allowed to sign up for service because coal was needed for everything. And, you know, right now, most of you don't have coal. You probably have natural gas or oil, right? Or, you know, some people would have electric. But natural gas has become like coal was at one time in our area. And that's why I asked Dave Spiegelmeyer from the Marcellus Shale Coalition to join us. How are you, Dave?
I'm good, Frank. How are you this afternoon?
Good. Tell everybody a little bit about what the Marcellus Shale Coalition is.
Yeah, we're the trade organization that represents about 95% of the unconventional natural gas that's been developed in Pennsylvania, as well as the pipeline companies that deliver it to consumers, you know, not only broadly throughout the region, but primarily the focus to make sure we get it done right in Pennsylvania. So, I'm proud to serve in the role I do at the Marcellus Shale Coalition. No better day to talk about it than today, probably the coldest day of the year.
Yeah, now, and that's a good point, and I want people to understand that. natural gas, how is that affecting our area, especially in this cold weather, and the abundance that comes from the Marcellus Shale?
Yeah, let's take a look at what's happened here. Yeah, just to our north, and I think it comes back to policies that government takes certainly matter. Andrew Cuomo up in New York State, not far to your north, has blocked numerous pipeline projects. Yesterday, Transco Zone 6 into New York sold gas at $175 a million BTUs. That same commodity in your county was selling at $5.
Wow.
To put that in that's the perspective that we're talking about. Natural gas utility rates in Pennsylvania have dropped anywhere from 54 to 81% since 2008. New York, New England are paying record amounts for natural gas supply and liquefied natural gas supply to keep the burners running on their furnaces. And it's a shame because the inability to put pipeline infrastructure in New England is going to cost those consumers, you know, a significant amount of money this winter.
Now, you know, a few years ago, Marcellus Shale was in the news every day. Is the Marcellus Shale, you know, project or all the work that's going still as strong and as abundant as it once was?
Yeah, it certainly is. Now, the rig counts aren't as high, but I would tell you, technological advancements, efficiencies that have been gained, you know, we've continued to add supply year over year. Let me give you a little perspective. In 2008, our conventional or vertical drill industry produced about a quarter of Pennsylvania's supply. Today, we produce almost a quarter of the nation's natural gas supply. 2008, producing 180 billion cubic feet. Today, we produce over 5 trillion cubic feet. It's not only supplying our nation that actually is, you know, creating opportunities to use natural gas as an economic lever for us abroad as well.
Now, this may be a tough question, but if let's just say the average person right now on the budget for one of the gas companies is paying $100 a month, if we didn't have Marcellus Shale gas, would that be double, triple? What do you think? Because I know the prices went down.
Yeah, UGI, local utility in your region, their prices are down over 57% as compared to 2008. If I'm looking at winter purchased natural gas prices, purchased by the utility at $11.79 per MMBTU or million BTUs, today is $5.06. That's saving the average customer in your region $1,200 a year on their natural gas bill. So that's an incredible benefit. And I would also share, we're now producing 1 in 3 electrons across Pennsylvania with the most affordable energy on the planet, natural gas. And it's saving consumers in the PJM power grid up to 41% in wholesale electric prices. It's been an enormous winter, and it's also, you know, done a lot to curb carbon dioxide emissions as well. People talk about climate change and things like that. I would tell you the wholesale electric prices are down, and we're saving a lot in terms of carbon dioxide emission reductions because natural gas is now a primary fuel for power generation.
And do we still have plenty of natural gas to get in Pennsylvania?
Absolutely, we do. You know, I often say that we're, you know, in the first inning of a 9-inning game. You know, certainly the development in Bradford and Susquehanna County is, you know, record type of production. Same over in Lycoming in the Williamsport area, and then down in the southwestern part of Pennsylvania. But the central part of Pennsylvania is Marcellus rich as well. It may not be quite as good as those polar ends in Pennsylvania, but there's still plenty of natural gas to pursue. And we're just beginning now to pursue another formation, not the Marcellus, but the Utica formation that may be as vibrant and as productive as the Marcellus has been. So productive that we're the number 2 leader in the country now in natural gas And, you know, one of the largest, if we were compared to a nation, we'd be one of the largest nations in the world producing natural gas.
Now, you know, we were talking about coal before you called in, and, you know, it was something that was, you know, provided for families here for generations. Any idea how many jobs Marcellus Shale has created?
You know, back in what I would call it, you know, when we had over 100 rigs active in Pennsylvania, we had topped over 200,000 jobs in Pennsylvania. I would tell you that, yeah, we're still well at north of 100,000 jobs in Pennsylvania. But, Frank, I think the real opportunity is in downstream manufacturing. As I said a moment ago, we now have some of the most affordable energy on the planet here in Pennsylvania. We've been spending the last four decades, and we've watched it all over Pennsylvania, talk about the erosion in our manufacturing, basically right in the obituary for our manufacturing sector. Now we've got the most affordable energy, again, in the world here in Pennsylvania to regrow manufacturing, to write a birth announcement, if you would, for new manufacturing. We're starting to see some of that. People think of natural gas. They think about heating your home, cooking your food, drying your clothes. But natural gas is used in just about every single manufacturing process that there is today. Steel, glass, plastics, chemicals, fertilizers, powdered metals, pharmaceuticals. Today, one in three electrons being manufactured with natural gas. Again, it's just about every single consumer product we touch is manufactured with natural gas. A lot of folks, you know, talk to me about wind and solar. And, you know, we need to do those things, but we manufacture those products, a windmill and a solar panel, you know, with the use of natural gas. It's used in the manufacturing process of those technologies.
Well, Dave, I want to thank you for taking time out of a cold day to bring us up to date on that. And, boy, there's lots of people that are benefiting from what's going on. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. Thanks so much for giving me time with you today. And, Frank, anytime you want to try and get an update on Shale, I'm happy to spend some time with you.
Good enough, Dave. Thank you very much.